Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome to the celebration. It is so good to see so many of you here this morning. And if you are watching us via your television, welcome. Very specially to our visitors, this is your home. We began this Mass always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. And at times it helps just to close our eyes and elevate our thoughts to God. Before we listen to His Word, before we approach the table of the Lord, we ask God to forgive us. For so often we hurt God. When we hurt one another, and it's usually the people that we love that we live with, that we hurt. Let us ask for forgiveness.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehalah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. The word of the Lord.
Of joy in your presence. At your right hand, bliss forever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you are called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he set his messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But first, let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Did you have a good Saturday? Yes? I had a beautiful Saturday. But this hour is going to be better. You know why? Because in this hour that we call the Holy Mass, we're going to praise God. We just heard His instruction, His word. He's given us a beautiful instruction in all the readings, but very especially in the second reading in the Gospel. In the second reading, He tells us very clearly, through the words of St. Paul, be very careful with your speech. Yeah. Because sometimes our words hurt people. This is what was happening to the people of Galatia. They were killing one another through words. Yes. Because we can kill someone. We can hurt someone. And it's usually the people that we love, that we care for. That we hurt. And then we hurt them. And then it's so bad that when we go to sleep, we can't sleep. We feel miserable. Right? Yeah. Because we've hurt others. And when we hurt others, we also hurt. And this was happening in Galatia. The people of the Galatians, they were devouring each other, killing each other through words. And St. Paul reminds them of the commandment of love. We should be building up, not tearing down people. And that's why we come here to Mass, to praise Him in song like we do in this morning. We praised Him in song. We listen to His instruction. And we take that instruction to heart as Christians, because we want to follow the Lord. Just like in the Gospel, you want to follow me? Then love. Then care for one another. Then build each other up. Don't tear each other down. So that you can rest at night at peace. Isn't it true? I mean, think about it. When you do good things during the day, when you love, when you care for one another, you go to sleep and you feel wonderful. You're at peace. You were a Christian. You lived the words of Christ. You heard His calling and you said, yes, I will follow you. You took the steps. Yes, every step we make, every word that we say, that we utter from our mouths. Yes, and even the thoughts. So we're following the Lord. We're taking His cross. We're saying yes to Him. We are living Christian lives. Sometimes it's hard. I must admit, but with the Lord, it's possible. That's the message today. It's a simple message, but it's a message that we mess up a lot. That message of we cut, sometimes we use this, the words,
but not to praise God and not to build people up, but to tear people down. And God doesn't want that. St. Paul, very clearly, Pope Francis tells us very clearly, it's one of the worst sins, he says. It's because we kill. We kill one another with words. Like Cain killed his brother. We kill Christians. We kill one another. And then we feel miserable. And we hurt. We must build one another up. We must care for one another. We must take steps with Christ. Not against Christ. Not away from Him. But with Him and towards Him. And then when you go to bed at night, you will rest at peace. If not, you will not be at rest. And all you have to do is just look inwardly. It's the truth. If we love, if we care, we just feel good inside. But when we don't care, when we don't love, when we hurt one another through words, there is division. And the real sad thing sometimes, it's in the family. And this hurts our God. Because He doesn't want that. And that's what we hear. That's why it's a joy for me to be here to talk about this. Because I want peace in families. This is what Christ wants. He wants love in families. He wants joy. Just like the joy you feel here. It's the same way in our homes, in our hearts, in our lives, in our work areas. Just the other day, I was telling this couple, how can I hurt Father Han? I live with him. I can't hurt him. I have to live with this man. We live in the same roof. I have to love him. I have to care for him. To pray for him. I have to help him. Same way in your house. Care for one another. And we start with saying good words. Kind words. With the Spirit. We can. That's the message. It's very clear. Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made,
consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With faith in Jesus, who chose us the way, we turn to God with the needs of the world.
For God's holy church, as we follow Jesus on our own journey to Jerusalem, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world and for the safety of all refugees and immigrants, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For expectant mothers and fathers, for their families, and for the children who will soon be part of their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For us as we support one another and help carry each other's crosses during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We pray for our president and our political and military leaders that they may tirelessly seek peaceful settlements to international disputes. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Michael Hayes, Gloria Montes, Ben Meir, and Dr. David Miller, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O God, your Son Jesus has shown us the way to you. Give us the courage to follow him, whatever the cost, and graciously grant all these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessings in this family who brings gifts of bread and wine that will be converted to the greatest gift, your body and blood. May God always be with you. Thank you.
And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man, woman, and child in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we sing. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, and the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." Mm.
mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us join our voices and remember the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer you a sign of peace.
Thank you.
a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.